Dear Sangha, today is the 10th of December. We are in new hamlet of Plum Village during our winter retreat. We arrived to the 10th gatha of the sutra, auspicious sign. The practice of Plum Village is the practice to stop. To stop in order to live deeply every moment of our life, because in each of us there is a habit to push us to run. Someone who is always worries, always feel unrested, and that is why we are not really present for the present moment. Do you hear me? But that search for something we even do not know, that searching for something is become a kind of habit, and it doesn't allow us to be present at the moment present in order to live deeply each moment. When you look at somebody who is eating, who is walking, if you look deeply, you see that person sit or eat, but they don't really eat. They are eating their future, their thoughts, their thinking, but they don't really eat their food. If you look deeply, you see somebody is walking, but he or she is walking in her dream. And if a person cannot live deeply in the present moment because they don't have the strong stability, solidity, and so the habit energy push them to run and run and run. And we know, sit next to that person, we know that she is not present, he is not present. And with your practice, you can help him without saying anything. You can help her without demanding anything, but you practice solidly. This person is pushed away of some thinking, some worries, some project, but you sit solidly, stably there, be there with them, be there with him or with her, and you can wake them up. And you only need your part to do your part. Walking, eating, sitting, smiling, looking, you can help other person to stop without having to give a sermon of morality if we turn them up. And so that is losing yourself in the present moment is the habit energy of everyone. Sometimes you help people, but sometimes other people is helping you. So that's the advantage of living in a Sangha. And if you follow your breath and you walk properly, mindfully, deeply every of your steps, You breathe in and you are aware of your in-breath. You have to dwell peacefully, stably in the present moment. Pay attention to your in-breath, totally with the in-breath, totally with the out-breath. And bring your back to the present moment. I'm sitting in this meditation hall. There's how many people who come from very various corners of the planet to practice with me. So wonderful. So you look deep in the present moment and you see there's so many wonderful things in the present moment. Or you are walking, but you are aware of your step. You are aware of the contact of your shoes with the ground. And you look deeper in the present moment with your step. And you see that you do not step only on this path of Plum Village, but you are stepping on that wonderful planet. And then you see that how wonderful that you have that strong feet to walk. And then you enjoy really, and by look deep like that, you stop on the thinking and worries and project. And so when you hear the sound of the bell or the sound of the telephone ring, you stop. That is a reminder to help you to stop, bring your mind back to the present moment. And then you plan your day in the way that you contribute to the environment of the practice of Plum Village. You are very important, even you come for the 1 day or 2 days. You are so important by your practice to contribute, to increase the value, the quality of the practice of Plum Village. The way you walk, the way you look, the way you handle a cup of tea, the way you look at the food, everything you can help, every very act, you can help yourself and you help others. And the Dharma teacher is in charge of reminding you by their practice. But don't think that only the Dharma teacher can remind you. You are the person, very important. You are a Buddha to be. You are a Dharma teacher to be very soon. And so even you come for the first, second day, but if you practice properly, and then you can live deeply your moment, and if you forget, or the person in front of you is doing that, the person on your left is doing that, and then you try your best to do it. So everyone come here in order to contribute their part of mindfulness, the part of living deeply their present moment. And everyone is supporting each other. We are like brother and sister in the practice. Even they come from various parts of the planet, they are your brother-in-law, your brother in the practice, and the sister in the practice. So if you see that person walk in hurry, and then you do not come and scold them, but you try to walk mindfully, you say that I walk for her, I walk for him, and then when you walk like that, it's kind of bell of mindfulness for them. Don't lose yourself in the habit to be carried away by everything. The 10th gatha of the sutra. To eat vegetarian, to keep chastity, to be happy when you meet up with a sage, to take refuge in people with insight, That is the greatest auspicious sign. In the Chinese text, dry mean vegetarian, like pure, like dry. Dry mean also pure, is also vegetarian, especially this dry have another meaning deeper, especially with when you compare with the Pali text. We have a lotus, pink lotus sister who have the name Trying Him, I translate by purification. The word try is very, have many meaning, deep. The try in the past people use as purification, uses as a purification translation. They translate by purification. And sometimes they use the word dai yoi, dai mean, and yoi mean training, mean precept. So that is not the problem, the issue only for monastic, for the lay people also. You need to not too much. You can eat, but it's not too much, not too plenty, in order to keep your body just enough. So your body is lighter. If your body is too heavy, you eat too much, it's too heavy. And then, so the monastic also keep the vegetarian diet, but the lay people also keep the vision diet. It means vision. The Thai is like that. Thai is purification. So in the past, the king or the leader of the country, they always try to keep Thai yoi training of purification for many days before they start a big formal ceremony for offering the merit for the whole people. Like you are the king, you are responsible for your nation. And then in order to offer the best merit, you need to have dryer. It means you train yourself in a pure purification. And so when your country have lost all the harvest because of the drought, or of the typhoon, of the floods, and they said that because the king do not practice enough, and so all the officer in the court request the king to try to train himself in purification, in order to make a big formal ceremony to pray, to offer the merit for the whole nation, because he is responsible for the nation. And so not only the dry mean is not only eating, he do not lie down on the good bed, the too luxurious bed. They don't eat luxurious meal. They do not behave in a luxurious way. So they have to have vegetarian to keep chastity. It means, of course, the monastic have to practice chastity, but lay people, when they are about to purify themselves in order to do some great work, like a formal ceremony to offer the merit for the whole nation of the nation, the king also keep chastity for a period of time before the ordination and the ceremony. So there is one one man practitioner came and reported to one sister that and she reported to the sister that she is virgin for 1 month already because she do not have a sexual relation with her husband. And so the monastic is virgin all their life, but even you are lay people, you need to do that for why? Train in order to purify. So sometimes you need to eat lightly in order to purify. In Plum Village, every year we try to have at least one healthy retreat, and so they eat very little, they drink a lot, and they do a lot of qigong, walking meditation, many hours walking in order to purify the body. And also, of course, they have to purify the mind. A number of craving, we have to purify it, leave it, release it for a while, and then walking a lot, drinking a lot, and of course no sexual relation. So even we are vegetarian in Plum Village, but from time to time we need to have a purification moment too. You eat less for 1 week, for 5 days, and so on. Because if you see that you need to purify, that is very good and very healthy, and more you do it, more you feel light. But if you are forced to do that, it's not good. And and you have to wait until the end of the period. It's not good. It's not purification. In the Pali text is tapas. It means this is mean try to diminish, try to control, try to reduce. Yeah, is the word. Try to reduce. Chai is the name of Sister Chai Ngim. And Yermin training precept. So try to translate from the word tapas. But tapas is really reducing, restraining, and not only monastic but lay people. From time to time, you need to keep the precept, to keep the training. And then we eat less, we stop sexual intercourse, we do some that for a certain time. Paman here, the Chinese name is Brahma. Thai's name is Nyakhan Eka Rajara, something. So the last word is Han. Han is action. Brahma is something. It's like very noble. And Thai is Eka is one. Nyakhan is one action. He make a vow to make only one action to renew Buddhism. as he used to tell us. Refresh the practice of Buddhism. Nakan, one action. Then Brahman Ajahn Ramsha is action, but Brahmin he didn't explain, but I think that is noble. The translation text. The word translating the Vietnamese is tin kang tin the. Tin kang mean. We must translate via Thanh Lọc, Thanh Tâm. Thầy said that it's better to say that Thanh Lọc, Thanh Tâm instead of vegetarian, because Ăn Chay means eat vegetarian. So you purify and reduce a lot, restrain a lot of your consumption, and so you live diligently in the purification way, and regularly, don't wait too long for a purification. Yeah, so Tinh Cang, instead of translate by eating vegetarian, we can say that regular training to transform, to purify. In the Buddhist tradition, every so-called Buddhist family do have a day of eating vegetarian. So at least at the full moon day or the new moon day, so that at least you have to have 2 days of mindfulness today to be vegetarian on the full moon day and the new moon day. And so that full moon day and new moon day is you are on the purification day. So that purification day, you do not eat meat, fish, you do not drink wine, liquor, and that is a very sacred day of Buddhist. And so they do like that before they go to the temple. That is a minimum. So usually they practice, they eat 6 or 10 days. Normally is regular is they are 6 or 10 days of vegetarian. So on the calendar, lunar calendar, they always put dry days. It means the day of purification. And so you go to the market, you will not buy meat and fish. And there are a number of Buddhists who are vegetarian, 30 days per month. And according to the recommendation of the Committee of United Nations, in order to save the planet of pollution, to save the planet from pollution, you have to eat vegetarian at least 15 days per month, even 50% of your reducing your eating meat, 50%. It means the industry of livestock, industry raising, livestock raising, is must be reduced 50%. Why? Because there's many, in order to have industry of meat, they clear the forest and they set up houses for animals and to train to raise a lot of living stock, cow, everything, chicken, and so 2 years ago, I think that I already wrote a letter to own my sangha, and I advise that you eat 50% vegetarian, and so you eat 15 days vegetarian, and if you are good, you can eat 100% vegetarian. That is, you follow the advice of the Committee to Protect the Planet of the United Nations, because you love the planet, you love the continuation, your continuation, your descendant. You want to preserve the better, the healthy, the planet of for your children and your grandchildren. You do it out of compassion. Nobody forced you. And be vegetarian is not ugly food. The brother in Up Hamlet is very good cook, and maybe you need to learn from them. And then, I learned that those who have a healthy retreat, they fast a lot, and then after that, there's so good food, and they say that maybe after the healthy retreat, we need to have a retreat for cooking. Because the brother and sister cook so well with vegetarian food. So according to the China, so now with the developing country, there is in India and in China, the middle class, they grow fast, and they say that the superior class, they ate a lot of meat. So now my economy is growing, and so why not me to eat more meat? And so those who eat meat increase in India and in China. And the devastation of the forest is increasing in this country too. So in India, in the old time, majority are vegetarian. Even they don't really practice Buddhism. But now, if the middle class grow, they start wanting eating meat. So in order to save the planet, we try to be vegetarian, not because to have devotion to the Buddha, to please the Buddha. You don't need to please the Buddha for that. But maybe you please the Buddha in you. And so when you need to buy a car, instead of buying a normal car, but you can buy a Prius car, Toyota. Here in France, there is only one car, Prius car. Toyota who have you spend half of the gasoline. And so, but if you are vegetarian, it's more helpful than buying the priced car even. Because and very easy. You don't need to have money to buy a Prius car. You just eat less meat. And our practice and is we have one day without car. So every hamlet have one day without car, one day without electricity. And we are vegetarian 365 days per year. So we feel light. We feel light that we can do that work. And then we advise our friends to do that work. Last year, the brother and sister of in Lo Quang tried to call the help of lay people to practice one day without car. And those who pledged to have 5 days without car report to them. And so finally last year they gathered 100,000 days without car. So those who report to the brother and sister in Deer Park, they said that they don't use car for 5 days or 5-10 days. And so they add on together is 100,000 day without car. So it's help. And so we can help to save our planet by practicing this sentence, this gatha of the sutra on auspicious sign. To eat Jewish Italian, to keep chastity, to be happy when you meet up with the sage. When you meet a sage person, a wise person, yu, it means a wish. Kiang si. Hyangman is sage person, a person who is sage, who is clear and wise. So you have that need to meet regularly sage people, clear mind people, wise people. The wise people, the sage, means those who really train herself or himself in the direction of better, more dignified way, more beautiful way. They have that desire to go in the direction of beauty, of goodness, of greatness, of compassion. So that is a good sign, an auspicious sign. Take refuge in people with insight. It means those are very wise, who have very deep view, who can help you to go out of your difficulty situation, your difficult situation. You are having a lot of trouble, a lot of difficulties. The wise person can listen to you and show you the way out. And that, take refuge in people with insight, is that means like that. And if you are close to those who have insight like that, he or she help you to go out. You are clearer mind, and you can get out. Sometimes you spend several weeks in your stumble in your difficulties. But hearing your story, he or she can say one sentence and then right away you see a way out. That is to take refuge in people with insight. That is the greatest auspicious sign. Ifo mentia, you lean on those who have insight, who have clear mind, very good insight, deep, profound understanding. That is a sign if a person know how to be practice purification, to have need to see the people who have wise, who are wise, have great insight. That is a good sign, an auspicious sign that you can recognize it. The element Gata, to have faith, to live in a spiritual life, to live a spirit, to have an upright mind, and to be free from doubt, to be determined to keep far away from the three lower realms. That is the greatest auspicious sign. That is the 11th yata. To have faith, to live a faith in spiritual life, to live a spiritual life, to have an upright mind, to be free from doubt. Tin here means faith. Faith, it doesn't mean that it's different from devotion. Devotion that you believe on something blindly. But here is faith. It means that you see deep and you have trust on that direction of beauty. And so when you have that energy of faith, you have strength, you have happiness. In Buddhism, we spoke about the five sources of good energy. Tín, tăng, niệm, định, huệ. Tín is faith. Tăng is diligence, niệm, mindfulness. Định, concentration, huệ is insight. So tín is faith, is one of the five sources of energy. Very important for a Buddhist to practice. So he's trying to write these five sources of energy. Tín, and then tấn, and niệm, and then and huệ. It's a five source of power for Buddhists to practice. And so tín is faith. Tấn is diligence. Niệm is mindfulness. Then is concentration. And huệ is insight. And these five powers create all the power, all the strength of all the source of energy. So you faith, you have faith on the practice because you practice and you have seen that it was really helpful for you. So you have faith on that practice. And as you have faith like that, you practice diligently, and you always try to bring your mind back to the body and to the present moment, in order to live deep, deeply, profoundly your life, and then nim, it means mindfulness, and then when you bring your mind back to the present moment steadily, and then you normally it bring you a very, your concentration goes deeper and deeper. And when your concentration goes deeper, you have a deep vision. Having a spiritual life without the spiritual path, you have no energy to undo your difficulties and find the better way to go out of your difficulties. And so, in your life, you need to have these five energy in order to go out of your difficulty. And you create more energy for your deep insight. Chân ý hướng vô minh. It means having here that you translate upright mind. It means the mind is not bending but upright. But here I feel that we need to translate by go toward the practice of true insight, true view, right view. Right view. You go to the direction of practicing right view. Right view is one of the eight right practice, correct practice offered by the Buddha. So right view is insight, is equivalent to insight. It means your mind try to go toward the direction of right view. When you have that right view, there is no longer confusion, no nothing you feel worries and doubt, no doubt, no. You only when you have the right view that you stop to doubt. Then you right go to the direction of no doubt, in the direction of no doubt, free from doubt. That's go along with the spiritual path. You start by right view, and then you come to right thinking. The right view, go to right thinking, and right thinking is include in that two words, you have the need, the need to escape, to go far away from the three dark paths. This is health, hungry ghost, and animals in the bad meanings. So you try to avoid the three ugly paths. The first one is the path lead you to hell. The second path lead you to hungry ghost and a lot of doubt and fear. And then the path lead you to live like animal instinctively in a very bad way. So in each of us there is six paths, and the three paths lead you like that, but the other path you lead you to the pure land, to healthy life, to the transformation life, and so you do not need to devote, practice devotion. You have to believe on you, that in you there is three paths who can lead you to the dark area. So the path of animal is when you live only with your instincts. But there is no morality in that, and those who live in animal way, it means you live like according to the instincts, and do not care about something more profound, more understanding, more caring. But we do not allow these three paths to pull you away to that direction. Three paths: the path of hell, path of animals, path of hungry ghosts. And don't think that hell is when you pass away that you go to hell. Hell is exists in the present moment. Two is the path. Three, ugly path. And when we have that deep aspiration not to go to that three dark path, that is an auspicious sign. And we come to each other and we support each other. But they are, they, it means those who don't follow you, they go and then they help them, they help each other to go to hell. And they help each other to go to the path of, to hell, to the world of animal who live insensitively, with our morality. Nagata number 12. To be mindfully generous without discrimination. To serve enlightened people. To respect those worth respecting. in the two worlds of humans and gods, that is the greatest auspicious sign. The Chinese text, Dang Teng. Dang means equal. Tam, tam means your mind. Your mind try to practice equanimity. You do not discriminate that that one is better or other. When people are victims, you have no discrimination. You have to love them equally. You, when you love somebody, you want to help them equally. When they suffer, you help them equally, not because they are white or they are black that you love more, but you love them equally, even they are from different nation. If they suffer, they suffer. So generosity is a practice which brings you a lot of happiness. That is the one of the six paramita practice. Paramita is like absolutely to the end of that practice. And so if you practice six paramita practice, you can go from the shore of suffering to the shore of liberation. Paramita is the Sanskrit word. So six way of practice thoroughly who can bring you from that shore of suffering to the shore of liberation. The first one is generosity. And the second one is keep the training, keep the precept. And endurance. Inside and Bodhi means generous, practice generosity. Diya practice the precept. Keep the God, the precept. Keep the trainings. Nhẫn nhục, endurance. Tinh tấn, diligence. And thiền tập. It's thiền định, constant. Mind practice. Thiền định means practice chan. It means stopping and looking deeply. And trí tuệ is insight. The insight go with the five power. So the thiền định go with concentration. Because thiền định means jhana. And jhana include samatha and vipassana. Samatha is stop. Vipassana is looking deeply. So, tinh tiến means diligence. And here the five power also have diligence. Nhẫn nhục means endurance. Or inclusiveness. Trí giới means keep the training. Sometimes people, the mindfulness, concentration, insight. Sometimes people say that precept, concentration, insight, and many traditional Buddhist teachers used to teach that giới định tuệ means precept, concentration, and insight. But Thầy make it clear that the heart of the training, the heart of the precept is mindfulness. When you have mindfulness, you cannot kill, you cannot lie, you cannot violate the precept. So, Thầy used to say that niệm định tuệ, mindfulness, concentration, insight. Why many traditional teachers also say that precept, concentration, insight. And so you will not So you practice mindfulness, concentration, insight. Bodhi means generosity, practicing giving. Bodhi, exactly what is giving. But in Buddhism, we have two kinds of giving, three kinds of giving. It means you give. But that practice can help you in this world of suffering, of difficulty, to the world of happiness, of freedom, of liberation. When you are angry of someone and we don't want to give him anything, give her anything, when you are angry at her, at him, if I have something, I give to other people. And if you decide to give that person that things, and then it's help you to liberate right away from your anger. We are angry at that person. And so we, somebody that you love a lot, but you also sometimes quarrel a lot, so you better buy a gift for him or for her before you are angry at him or at her, and you keep it there. And then when you are so angry at her, at him, and you say that, oh, I have a gift for you. And then when you think of that, and then your anger is gone. So the giving is in order to this can help to liberate not only from your anger, but liberate yourself from the craving, and liberate yourself from ignorance too. So if you know that suffering of that person is your own suffering, and then you have boshi, it means no confusion, no ignorance. And so when you have, he suffers so much, and I suffer so much, he also suffer. And when you know like that, your anger is gone. And then you, dana paramita is me giving totally. A bodhisattva, when you give somebody, you have to give equally. And we know that giving, there is three kind of gift. You give material resource. That is the easiest. A material resources could be money, food, rice, medicine. And the next one is a gift of the Dharma. give up the practice to be less suffer, to suffer less. So you offer to her or to him the methods of practice. You do not give money, you do not give food, but you give the methods for him or for her to go out of her suffering. And then you know how to show them the 8 correct practice. I mean 8 correct practice. And then you help her to liberate herself from her suffering. And that is better than material resource. So you don't need to have money in order to practice giving. You can practice your, you can give your mindfulness, your solidity in the practice, the give the methods to practice. You lead a retreat. That is the second giving kind of gift. And the third one is, and the best, is the non-fear gift. That person is afraid of die, you give non-fear. Die, it's not so serious, is everything. And so the fear is very big. Every country full of fear. And there is many, many illusory fear. And they need to buy a lot of weapons, a lot of arms, bombs. They invest a lot on equip themselves with nuclear weapons or the best weapons. They don't have enough money to buy food for the hungry people of their own nation, but they spend a lot of money on investing to make the best weapons. Because of that fear, that they have the tendency to buy a lot of weapons. And because of craving, and then because you are craving for money, and then you water the fear in other people, you must buy that weapon. It's most safe for you to protect you from other country who can invade you. And so you, in order to be, to water your craving, you water the fear of people. And it's only when you have no fear, you have no fear, you only can give non-fear to when you are non-fear. You only can give non-fear to people when you are non-fear. If you are full of fear and you want to give non-fear, it's impossible. That is the greatest gift that you can give. In the teaching of the Buddha, fearlessness is the great gift that you can offer. And Avalokiteshvara is the Bodhisattva who can offer fearlessness. And having insight, your fear is gone. So without insight, without deep understanding, you have a lot of fear. And because of that fear that you become terrorists, and because of that fear that you want to fight against terrorists, and you use a very, very violent terrorist way, exactly like the terrorist. And so giving the fearlessness is the greatest gift. Know how to serve those who are, to have insight. Knowing how to serve those who have insight. That is a kind of investment. We know that we have to give equally to those who suffer. But if you see somebody who have deep insight, so the presence of such a person will be useful for the majority. So instead of offer equally to one, you also offer to those who have great insight. Because those who have great insight, they will spend properly your gift. They will not use your gift to lead people and go to the dark path. And so you have to have special treatment for those who have good insight. Because if they have good insight, and then your gift will be multiplied. Yeah. And you do not discriminate. You practice equanimity. However, in that equanimity, you see that those who have good insight have a high morality in their life, and then your gift to them will help your gift to be multiplied a lot. In the Sutra 42 chapter, so when you hear the first thing, you feel that giving is not very equal. Yeah, but in fact, because in that 42 chapter of Sutra, they said that if you give food to a ugly, a cruel person, it's not good than you give the food to the holy person. So those who are cruel, when they are hungry, they also suffer. And those who are holy, but they don't have enough to eat, they also need. But if you give food to the cruel person, but you give gift to the holy person, it can help a lot of people. So kind of good investment. Investment for your goodness to be spread around. It's not for you to gain something. But you help a cruel person, he is hungry. He suffers. And so you have to help. You cannot say that, oh, you are so cruel, I don't give you. You can give. But your merit, I mean, that your action will be multiplied if you give to somebody who is holy, good, high morality. You know how to have the special treatment for those who are, because they have deep insight, they have high morality, and then you support these people who have high morality. And then respect those worth respecting in the world of humans and gods. That is the greatest auspicious sign. It exists, this sentence exists in the Pali text as well as Chinese text. Next time we learn the Gatha 13. Now we start. The brother and sister must learn the Chinese texts, all of you. Try to learn to write in Chinese these gathas. Not much. Each gatha, each line, each gatha 4 line, each line 4 characters.